Okay, we're in Simach Chafal of Siv Gimel. Touches on a topic which we're going to try to understand the lumdis. Usually we don't learn the lumdis of it, but we'll try to understand the lumdis of the Isser Istaklus. And with that, come to some difficult shailas.
Is there a chashuk sisa that's up? So that's the reason chashuk sisa is there something going on?
In certain communities, the minhag is that women shave their heads after the chuppah, or sometimes before the first tefillah. The reason that's given because of chashash chatzitza is not a halachic reason, because it's clear from Chazal that there was never the custom by women. And dinei chatzitza, in Hilchis chatzitza, which is Yeridaya, it talks about combing the hair. It doesn't bring anywhere a minig to shave the head because of the chashash chatzitza. So there's no halachic reason at all to shave the hair. I assume that it's based on Kabbalah. Now, Kabbalistically, there's a Zayar. I never learned Zayar, but the Zayar that's quoted that has the language something to the effect that the hair of the head is shtus, and the hair of the face is chachma, which would mean grow a beard but shave your head, pretty much. Now, what the way it's explained, Api Nigla, is that the hair of the head is attractive, in the sign for Yetzirah. The hair of the face is a geder between Noshim and Anoshim, between Zacharim and the Kavis, so it's chachma. That's the way it's explained. Rabbi Kaplan, in his in one of his Svarim, where he explains Kabbalistic ideas, writes that here is a Dover mace that's rooted in a Dover chai. That's why Api Kabbalah, it's a Dover tame. Same thing, Negelvas, we say the nails hold Tumah longer, it's a Dover mace rooted in a Dover chai. That's this idea. So this is all Kabbalistic things, and I have no permission to reveal more than I revealed to you so far, for two reasons. First of all, these are not things we talk about. And second of all, because I have no clue, I'm just repeating what I saw. But I don't think it's accurate when people say it's al chatzitza. From a halachic standpoint, it's totally inaccurate. The Shulchan Aruch talks about dinei chatzitza, and it doesn't say any such minig to shave the hairs. Okay, let's move to Siv Gimel. Mutar l'stakel b'pnuya l'bayit kai miyafa. Okay, this is going to give us a reason to be ma'ayin into a sugya. Usually I'm not ma'ayin into, because istaklus b'noshim is a yetzahara that everybody has to try to avoid, and we're not trying to change that in any way. We just try to understand a sugya in Shas. We know that it's also l'shtakel b'noshim. It said so in Sif Aleph. It said l'habit b'yafya is aser. And there's no questions in Isser. Yet, in Sif Gimel, it says mutal l'shtakel b'pnuya. A person is allowed to look at, and l'shtakel means to look, to be histaklus means to look carefully. Bifnuya lebaitka miyafa shiisena. A man wants to get married, so he's allowed to look at a pnuya to see if she's beautiful in his eyes. That he'll be happy married to her. Beishi besula, oibula. If she's single, it doesn't matter. If she's previously married or previously nibal, it doesn't matter. Beloyoid elisha roi laseske. Not only that. That, but it's roi lasis kain. A person is supposed to do that before he gets married, to look at the pnuya. Avolo yistakel bo deres nus. But he shouldn't look at her in a way that, however you touch deres nus, brings him to thoughts of znus. Al zenemar, and that it says in Eiv, bris karati leinoi, umo es boinei nal besula. So, this sif is Lashon HaRambam. And the lashon is that it's mutal l'stakel b'pnuya to see if you want to marry her, which in lamdis, the logic of it is we understand. But if istakel b'pnuya is an issa deraisa, so what does it mean? It's mutal l'stakel b'pnuya l'baika. So we're going to try to understand how that's explained. Now, what's interesting is that this is the lashon harambam. The lashon harash is in Siman Samachay, where it talks about it, it's in the beginning of Hilchas Kedushin. I'm sorry, Siman Lamed Hay, in the beginning of Hilchas Kedushin. The Rosh has a stronger lashon. There it talks about making a shliach for Kedushin. If a man doesn't go to Kedushin, he makes a shliach. It was the first person that made a shliach like Kedushin. Avraham Avinu, if you made Eliezer, if Eliezer was Mekadish, then he made a shliach. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, a man is allowed to make a shliach to be mekadesh a woman for bein isha stam bein isha plainis. V'yoymar lo hashliach, and the shliach should say hariyav mekadeshes laplaini. You shouldn't slip. The shliach say hariyav mekadeshes li. He's going to make problems for, well, depending on the girl, he may make problems for himself or problems for her. But anyway, v'yoymar lo hashliach hariyav mekadeshes laplaini. Avol, imeshla the kaddish ba'atzmai, also lekanchai de shliach elim ke makira. Shema akach yitzabadav maguna b'tizgane olav. The Rosh's lashon is aser. Then it's aser lekanchai de shliach elim ke makira. Shema akach yitzabadav maguna. So he has a long and stronger lashon of aser. The Rama's lashon is roi lases kain. The ma'isa doesn't change one thing or the other, and as far as halacha lamaisa, we understand this, and this is done, and there's not a whole lot to talk about. There's, of course, a fascinating marsha on Bava Basra and Avtei Zayin, who asks on last week's parasha, Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram said, "Ata yadati isha yafas mareh," because he didn't know that she was beautiful until then. So, marsha yasakasha, how did Avram marry Sarah without looking at her? So he says two very interesting tourism. The more interesting tourism is the second one. He says, Avraham Avinu, this is before he had Bris Mila. He didn't have to keep all the mitzvahs. So which mitzvah didn't he keep? Like, you know, you tell somebody, if you weren't a Jew, which mitzvah would you not keep? He said, oh, the one that I have to look at her before I marry her. Like, that's like Avraham Avinu, before his bris, he wasn't mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. He didn't keep the one that you have to look at her. Now, this is strange teretz of Marsha. Marsha's first teretz is that he looked at her when she was young, when he married her. But here, it's, you know, like a bunch of years later, and she's already turning 90. So at that point, he says, "Ati adati, I didn't know you're still beautiful. That now you're still beautiful." That does it. Well, that's something of a question, but at least for Avraham Avinu. The there are other terutzim. The Nabi Yehuda says a teretz that if you make up your mind, you're not gonna be megarisha no matter what. You just make up your mind, you're allowed to. Now, I don't know who can make up his mind, but Avraham Avinu can make up his mind. And that's what Nabi Yehuda says. There's a more popular teretz, which is really a kasha on the Marsha and Nabi Yehuda. They say, B'shem Yerbenis and Aipshitz. He said he doesn't get it. If Avraham Avinu, after he's married, doesn't plan to look at her, so what are you worried about? Shema Tizgana Olav. Like, what's the Marsha's kasha in the first place? Why does he have to look before if he doesn't plan to look at her later either? It's a gavaldik. It's a kasha de kasha. Like, what's he should be nervous? He won't continue his madrega. Okay. All right. Anyway, this is what the Mashal says. The kasha, of course, by Yitzchak also. How he was mekadesh Rivka without Yitzchak being there. So take a look at the Chakas Machaykak. The Chakas Machaykak Gimel. Very interesting. He brings a Gemara in Bava Basra. Listen to this. Hada Omer. This is a Gemara. Rabbi Lo Yedo Shura Lassus came. Hada Omer Bava Basra Kuf Samaches. Dafyam, he's getting there soon. You're up to Kuflamis, right?
Yes.
So Kuf Samaches. It's two Gemara.
3 weeks.
Hait Surba Midrabanan. the ozel lekedusha yitza. Sumer Rabbanan, you have a young Talmid Chacham. He's going to marry a woman. Lidbar am ha'aretz bahadei. You should take along an am ha'aretz with him. Why? Dilma michel afolei. Maybe they're going to switch the woman, like Lavan did. Right? Maybe they're going to switch to her, bring an am ha'aretz. The am ha'aretz should look at her and make sure it's the same one. So it's very schwer. What kind of gemara is this? He had to look at her beforehand anyway. So... So listen to the Magen Mishnah's teretz. So what teretz of Magen Mishnah? Perchafal mechaz isurabia. Rishon the Talmud Chacham avsharoya oisa pamachas. Even though he saw her once, still ainei boki b'tzuras nashim. He's not an expert on what women look like. Yesh lachush sham yachlifua. And Avol Amoretz, Yakira Bapamachas. Amoretz can remember what she looks like from one time.
Where's different shape? But they look different.
But yeah, they look different. So now it's a bit of a strange Gemara and a strange Teretz, but it's a Magen Mishnah. Yeah, you can't ignore the Magen Mishnah of Chakas V'Chayka. There can be consequences to what it says here. All right. I don't know, why does he say he should take a look at Surbim Rabbanan? Why should he just take along his mother? I mean, it's a serious question. Why you got to take along a man to look at her and make sure it's the same one? Take along a woman. And the woman will look at her. The mother was never happy. Okay, we have experienced married people here. No, but it's a serious kasha. Why is he taking a man along to look at her? Why are you taking along a woman to look at her? What? Oh, you maybe want some of his kashaladas. You should take a look at two men. Okay, at any rate, I'd like to this business with Avraham Avinu and this Chakas V'Chaykach, which are just interesting things, do play a role in Halacha L'Maaseh. I'd like to try to understand the Sif, the lumdus of the Sif, and we'll see how it takes us down the road to some shailas lahalacha. We learned that it's also listakel benashim. The source I'll mention in a minute. There are three or four possible makairis for the answer, and we understand that it's an issa be'etzem. Listakel benashim is an issa if it's an issa be'etzem. The problem is if it's really an issa be'etzem, it's one of these surya taira. Let's say, let's surah Reinechem, or I'll mention the different options in a minute. Why is it mutter in this case? So there are two ways of understanding the lumdis of this heter. There are two ways of understanding. One way of understanding, we'll call it the first way as we go through this morning. The first way of understanding is that no, histaklus is not an iser be'etzem. No, it's a be'etzem of istaklus. Istaklus is also because of what it leads to. It leads to improper thoughts, or it leads to zera levatala. It leads to things that are improper. But it's not be'etzem something that's us. If that's true, so then Chazal could weigh and say, well, it depends what the purpose is. It's not, if it's a be'etzem, eating the veil is us. So it's not because the fascists, you can't come along and give me some type of a rationale for being mate eating the vela. Either it's sakana or it's not sakana, or there's some halachic basis for being mate. It's isa nevela, it's isa be'etzem. But if this is taklus and isa be'etzem, so there should be no heter. However, it is possible to understand, we'll see if this may be true, that the isa taklus is not an isa be'etzem. It's an isa because of the result of what comes from it, and therefore, if you have something that's clearly in Chazal a good enough reason, then it's mutter, and that's what it's telling us here, that it's mutter, and that would be the connection to Siv Dalit. Maybe it's the same type of an idea, even though Nida it should be this is Takla should apply, but. It's Kedai, a man with his wife, it's Kedai. So that's one way of understanding it. It would be something like the Isser HaShchas HaZera that we had earlier in Yevon Ezer, where the Paiskim say to be Maitzi Zera, to test for fertility, is mutter. Because it's not a Maisa, it's not an Isser Be'etzem, it's an Isser because of what comes from it. The Paiskim said, Lois enough to rub the guf and do it, that's Isser Be'etzem. But to be Maitzi Zera Samayot in a different way is mutter, because it's not an Isser Be'etzem. It's an Isser for the Tetzah that comes. So the Tetzah is to be able to test for fertility, to know that it's a good Tachla, so it's Mutter. There are many such Isurim. This of Chevel B'chaveiroi, of causing a Chavala in someone, which we learn after, Pen Yosef, Lo Yosef, and Nabi Chevel B'chaveiroi. That's Mutter for a Tzairach. If a doctor is allowed to do a Chavala, he's allowed to do surgery or a dentist, even though he's making a chavala. Because even though it's an Isser, we understand that the Isser is only because of what comes from it. It's a Rambam. The Rambam says, the Isser chavala b'chaveira is only derech nitzayin, b'derech bizayin. You want to hurt him or you want to embarrass him. But otherwise it's not Isser. So the first way of understanding the Isser istaklus is that it's an Isser because of what may come from it. The second way of understanding is that we'll insist that the Isser istaklus is an Isser be'etzem. So I think the only way to understand this is that Chazal, they're really not supposed to do this, but it's the better of the two options. To marry a woman and not be bishalom is also an Isser de'oraisa. You have to lo yecha kavaycha. Chazal say, the Gemara says that someone's over. To marry a woman that you don't have shalom bayis with. So Chazal were like Baicha Harab and Miutai, they said it's an Isser, but Nafkamina would be in the language of the Paiskim, is this Hutra Oihutcha. If you hold the first way, so we're saying the Isser Staklus is an Isser because of what comes from it. If what comes from it is something positive, then it's mutter, hutra, like the Rambam says, roi l'adam, or the Rosh says, also to do a different way. It's hutra l'gamri, it's hutra means you don't have to find eitzes for it. If something is hutter, cooking on Yom Tov is hutter. It means it's mutter l'chadchil. You don't have to find an eitzah. You don't have to say, well, I could cook Erev Yom Tov, why should I be daichi Yom Tov and cook?
Cooking on Yom Tov is hutra. You don't have to limit yourself.
It's hutra, cooking for Yom Tov is hutra. Hutcha, I say doicha lois asay. That's hutcha. If you have an eitzah, it's efshel l'kayim shneiim. So you're not allowed to do. I say doicha lois asay. If you have an eitzah, efshel l'kayim shneiim. We don't do it. It's hutcha. The second way of learning is that it's hutcha. It's really something that we don't want people to do. But Chazal weighed the two, the chesaron in yes istaklus and beli istaklus, so they came to the conclusion that it was kedai, not kedai, that's an obligation for you marry a woman to be mistakelba. These are two ways of learning. Now, it seems to me that the Marsha's kasha from Avraham Avinu is a proof that it's hutra. Because what's the kasha? If it's only hutra, so somebody on the level of Avraham Avinu, it could be he was born that light is gone all of. It could be that, why are you asking a kasha from somebody like Avraham Avinu? That how Avraham Avinu did? Why are you asking such a kasha? If it's only hutcha, if it's not a thing, it's mutl chatzila, it's only hutcha, so Avraham was efshel l'kayim shneim. It's a good raya. What do you say? From Avraham Avinu, it sounds like it's a good raya. That he was somebody who didn't have a problem with it. Not everyone's like you. Not everyone plays with their nieces all the time. And Avraham Avinu, apparently, once she got old enough that there was Isser istaklus, he didn't look at his nieces. That's what it seems. No, otherwise it doesn't start. So I didn't mean that. I meant no one's like us. Avraham Avinu is not like us. I don't mean you. Like us. Okay. Now, the second thing. The chakas v'chaykak. What's the heter for this amoritz to look at this woman? or a man is going to marry her, he has a heter. So this man comes over, he says, look, you're an Amoritz. I need an Amoritz this morning. I'm going to look. I don't want to look at this woman. He's marrying her. He says, I don't want to look at her. You'll be my expert.
It's very simple. The Amoritz has less of a Yetzer Hara than a Talmud.
Really?
That's Talmud Chacham has a bigger Yetzer Hara.
So they'll have a new kibbutz at the chuppah. They're going to call up the Amoritz to check that it's the right woman. And a new kibbutz, but Amoratzim only. Amoratzim only. And the Amoritz won't chap what it means that he's getting the kibbutz. So he'll, it's the strangest thing. If it's hutra, okay, so it's still a little strange, but it's hutra. So I can understand. You say, look, I don't look at women. You come along. And you do it for me. I'm an extremist. You're normal. And come look. But if it's only chutzkah, so what are you doing to this man? He's not. What heter does he have? What heter does he have to mistakel be issue? The lashon is mistakelus. So it's a very. It seems to me, at least from these two examples, that it's something that's, as I say, that
looking,
what
he's looking to identify her later. First one, the couple is also looking to see if she's beautiful. Two different ways of looking.
So I'll tell you, the Magen Mishnah in context, the Magen Mishnah is Chosi Surabia, it's going on the Ravid. The Ravid is asking on the din of Istaklus Litzairach, he's asking for Bava Basra, why can't the Talmud Chacham look? The Ravid, the Magen Mishnah is coming here to the Ravid's Hagar on the Rambam. The Ravid is masik. He says, what do you mean you're allowed to look at a woman? So why is the Talmud Chacham taking Amoritz? Why does he look at the woman? Why does the Rambam say, Roy Lassis king? The Ravid seems told it's Hutcha. So he has a cash. So on that, the Magen Mishnah is answering this. So in context, he's going on somebody who's checking out the woman, which is Sistaklis. At least the way the Ravid understood it seems. Okay, at any rate, whether the first raya, second raya, if both rayas are not rayas, it's still a nice clear. But I think the raya from Avraham Avinu proves that it's sutra. And certainly and I think the raya from bringing along an amora, it's like you're being marshal him. If it's not something that's sutra, it's a very difficult thing. It's interesting. I saw in Rabbi Chaim Sonnenfeld the Sefer Salmas Chaim. Today they reorganized it, but my Salmas Chaim is the original print, which is goes all the way till Ois Tov Reish Samach. Today they divided it to Rechaim, Yerdeyam, and Ezra. There's not Tov Reish Samach, but in the original print, my print, in Tov Reish Samach, somebody asked him on this din, why are you looking at her when you're starting to date her? You should date her, decide you want to marry her, and then right before the chasna, they take a look at her. They say, well, what's the heter? You may decide you don't want to marry her. Every girl you date, you're going to look at. Like he says, it might end up being that it's a waste of time. First of all, she might be Maguna. And second of all, she may not be Maguna, but not every, you know, you may want to marry her for other reasons. Yeah.
So the
what?
Won't make difference between the first date and second date. You don't see it.
It doesn't matter if it's the same girl the second and third date. Just the one that you decided to marry should be the one under the chuppah. But anyway, but my point is, because the Chaim answers, he says that it's not right. You're going to take a woman. You're going to date her for a bunch of times in Yerushalayim, maybe for a whole week. I remember I had a chavrusa who was learning in Mir back in 1978. So he was learning there. In those days, we used to write letters to each other. I found some of my old letters. I sent them to the Obachim. I sent one to a good friend of mine who's a Zayda today, Baruch Hashem. I said, you got to show this to your grandchildren. What you wrote about was all about Tyran. It was just beautiful. And so he wrote me a letter. He has a Hasidish chavrusa. And he got called down to the phone. In those days, there were no cell phones. He got called down to the phone. And he came back. He said it was a call from America. He says, Sekim b'chamazel tov, ich bin achusen. He was in Eretz Yisrael, and they were in America. Sekim b'chamazel tov, ich bin achusen. So there are places where they, you know, it goes quickly. Yes, Chaim Sonnenfeld, Yerushalayim, 100 years ago, it was certainly that way. But he says he might not end up marrying her, so it's not right. You take a woman, schlep her out, and then the day before the Kedushin, you're going to tell her, oh, no, I'm going to Shabbat is gone, oh, love, I don't want to marry you. He says, that's why you do it earlier. Now, if it's Hutcha, and also it's a little strange. Okay, it could be, you know, Beicha Rabbi Miyutai, but he seems to be saying, he writes a very interesting Lashon, and I wanted to bring the Lashon here. He says, it's not just Shemit Tzgan Olav. If you want to develop a kesher with a person you're going to marry, you just can't develop a personal kesher without looking at her sometimes, without having a relationship with her. It's a very nice Lashon when you know who said it. You know, Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, the Rishalmi is from a century ago. He says he can't. It's not just looking at her once and getting it over with. Because they asked him, like, once you're engaged, so you get engaged, like this guy, and I love, and then they'll look at her again till after the chasidah. So he writes such a Lashon. I saw in the stipend, Arkas Rabbeinu also, in the Chelik HaShiduchim, the section HaShiduchim, he says the same thing. He says it doesn't just mean you look at her once, Shemit has gone all love. It means you have to develop a relationship. It's not just a one-time thing. The Roy Lassiskin is a one-time thing, but the idea of developing a relationship is whatever it takes to see each other.
It's all together.
See, he writes there, not to be moisif too much, the stipler says, but you understand it depends on the society you're in. There's some people in some circles they see each other less frequently, and in some circles more frequently. And we like to think that, you know, Berech Sidim, they don't see each other too much, they don't really have shalom bayis, and we do. It's not endless. I mean, I sort of have a very close relative who became very chassidish, and he saw twice before they got engaged and got married. I want to tell you, when they get married, they barely know each other on a personal level. They really know they have to work hard on making it work. They have to work hard on making each other happy. Not by us, but by the time they get married, like, you know, it's like in your back pocket. You know, you can say whatever you want, do whatever you want. It's a, you know, there's a milah. There's some milah to be said. But coming back to our sugya, I don't want to get sidetracked. A cotton? But it should say, if it means Amar is cotton, it should say so. If the kapeda is a cotton and it's a halacha thing, then it should say so. It should say Dafka cotton. It doesn't say that. Anyway, a cotton, probably they're all Amaratsu, very few on that. Very few katanim are not Amaratsu. You see, once he has got a cotton, you might as well say a woman. I don't know why it doesn't, why even take along a woman. Maybe you need a man who's a bucky in Yafya.
Why do you have to learn Pshat? What's
the case exactly? He's taking for the Kiddushin because maybe there's a switch between the suit?
That's what it sounds like. No, they're going to switch by the Kiddushin from the one you saw before.
No, but still,
you mean
by the date?
I think so. It's funny, Lashon is the Ozel Kedusha Yitzah. It sounds like first he's going to meet her, and then they're going to do a Kedushin. So he wants the one they meet and the one at the Kedushin should be the same one.
Why do you have to learn Pshat that Avram never looked at his wife before? He looked at his wife all the time. But this was the first time he saw other women because he went out to the world. In this house,
the
men and the women eat
that.
He never saw it.
So I'll tell you, I would have liked. I agree with you in the idea. The idea would make sense. How does a man who never looks at women, like Avraham Avinu, he looks at one woman, how does he know what's beautiful and what's not beautiful? It's the only woman he ever saw.
That's right.
No, but Rashi says that he saw her image in the water. So it wasn't because he now saw other women. It's because the Rashi's saying that he saw the reflection in the water. Now he knew what she looks like. So it sounds like it had to do with looking at her. The problem is the Lashon Chazal. Lashon Chazal sounds
like that. Not
the Egyptian. Yeah, the Pasuk Atiyadati, I would say, now I'm concerned. Not now I know. I'm concerned.
Yeah, Yeshiva Fasman. He saw Egyptian women.
Egyptians are very ugly. Egyptian was not. He knows he saw it. Sorry, look good, but other women also look good. But now he came to me dry.
Hook Mitzrayim that he shut up his nose.
So
let me tell you the Tzad Keneged. So the Gemara says that that if she's done melacha, the Gemara says that the Amaron did it. She's done melacha like a piece of wood that it's mutter. That's if it's not derechiba. So that we're going to have Yitzchak Hashem. We'll get to negiya shalaka derechiba. Now the tzad keneged on this whole discussion is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalit with the man who was so in love with a woman that he was dying literally. He was in Sakaris Nefashis because of his desire for a woman. And Chazal said, Yamos, you should better die. And the Gemara goes so far to say, Yamos, even to look at her. Not to look at her. So those who want to say, it's a raya, it's a bad. Now, first of all, it's not really a raya because it says, Yamos, val yedaber ima mecherei ageder. It says, Yamos, you shouldn't even talk to her without looking at her. But it's important to know, in Igros Moshe, he has a tshuva. He has a number of tshuvas to be mazer alumnus of Yisra Staklos. In the first, I believe it's in the first chelik of Igros Moshe, Ramosha is mazbir, that there are two gedarim of Staklos. One is looking at a woman and seeing if she's beautiful. And the other is derech znus. Now, it's not Ramosha's chidish, it's Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said, "Mutl nistakel b'pnuy labayitka miyafa v'shem sula dola v'roy lasis kain avolei istakel derasnos." So Ramosha said, "The gedder of istakel derasnos," which obviously what was going on with this man who had a taiva for her. So what's the gedder of derasnos? So Ramosha writes in the manner that people who develop a relationship that leads to znos. In other words, a couple that want or a man that wants to bring a woman to Znos, this is how he goes about it. That type of istaklus is a separate gedder of istaklus. That's where Ramosha writes. Now, the reason that he has a tshuva chelakav. I didn't jot down the Maramokim. He has a tshuva in Arachayim Gimel, tshuva tezvav. I believe he refers back to that tshuva. I think he has the third tshuva. All on this, but Lamaisa, why am I talking about this? Because it's one of the most painful situations that people find themselves in. Are men, very often young men, who have no taivus nashim, who have no desire for women. There are people who have a taiva for men and for women. So from a standpoint, it's not a problem. Whatever taiva for men, if it involves an isser, so it's like a taiva for any isser. But as long as there's a taiva for women, he can get married, he can have children, he can have a family. There are, sadly, men who grow up with no taivas nashim at all. And when people say that there's no such thing, it's not emes. It's a mitzias of some people who grow up and have no taivas nashim, and it seems to be more common with today's corrupted world with all kinds of nutty ideas about what's normal and not normal. It seems to be more common than it was. Now, it's a very difficult thing. I'm talking about a frum person who's he's frum. And until he comes to the Parsha Shiduchim, as Be'er Devili comes up, Adarabba, he's very frum, he doesn't have any problem with it. Then he comes to the Parsha Shiduchim, he realizes he has no Taivas notion. It's a very, very difficult thing even to deal with. And many of them, I know people who struggle with it, what are you going to tell their parents? They say, I don't want a date. They're fine, they're excellent, they're B'nai Torah, they're sitting and learning, everything's fine about them. They can't tell their parents they want to date, so they date, and they hope and what I found is the more you date and hope you'll have a taiva, it's less likely you'll have a taiva. It's supposed to come naturally, and it's a very difficult thing. Now there are those who deal with it to try to help a person develop taivas nashim. In our idiotic state, it's illegal. It became illegal for a therapist, a man who wants to change from Taibas Anoshim to Taibas Noshim in the states that carry Trump, pretty much. It's that carried by Harris, her name is, yeah, I forget her name, but what was so in those, in many of those states, the Democratic states, it's against the law to talk someone out of it. So what we do in the From Circles is it's labeled differently, and so far no one's starting up. It's labeled, the man has a problem, that not that he has homosexual tendencies, trying to change him to somebody else. No, he's coming that he needs help in relationships with women, and that's the way.
But he doesn't act on. He wants to remain unmarried. That's okay.
They don't want to remain unmarried. You know? If he wants to remain
he's not married.
I want you to tell. It's a very big nesayin to stay from. If a man knows that in our community he'll never be able to get married, and he's going to be different than everybody, it's a tremendous nesayin. We had we had people that were Mengele caused to be unable to marry, but at least they had an explanation. But people who no fault of their own, it's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult.
They have no type of one way or the other, right?
What?
They have no type of one way or the other.
I've never met anybody who has no type of one way or the other. It could be that exists. The ones that I've encountered, there are people who have type for both, which is very manageable. There are people who have only type for men and no type for women, and that's where it's a very challenging thing. So, what?
Where does Ben Azai fit in for that?
They're not Ben Azai. If they be Ben Azai, they'll be fine. You know, I don't know where Ben Azai fits. So what I mean to say is this: the Shaila is going to these treatments, and they involve primarily two Shailas. One is a shayla of zera vatala, a kishoi, for they're trying to bring themselves to kishoi and to zera. So that, when we dealt with zera vatala, I spoke at then that it's very clear from Chazal that that's mutter. How do I say it's clear from Chazal? The Gemara talks about someone who's a safik rashutcha, somebody who doesn't know, he has a nekev in the male aver. And the question is, if the nekev is a deep enough nekev to make him osubikal, has he baidik? He brings himself to kishoy, and when the zera comes, if it leaks out through that nekev, it's a problem. And if not, then it's not a problem.
By urination.
So by urination, no, you can't tell. The Gemara says, I don't know, I'm not familiar with the medical condition, but the Gemara says that he puts paskamin on his body, and that causes the zera to come, and the place to say, we don't know what that means, pascham, so by us, through a stakless, in the stakl, bidei tzavayim shalisha, it says in the Gemara already, he's allowed to be mitzi zera to test if he's mutter b'kol. So that's a fair shagamara. The Beis Shmuel goes further, because there, if he doesn't do it, he's also b'kol. The Beis Shmuel says, if a man is b'ol his wife, and they find blood afterwards on his body, so he doesn't know, is she a nida, and the down came from her, or maybe he has the blood came from him, maybe inside he has some type of a injury, and that's what it came from. How's he going to know? So the Beis Shmuel says he should be miskasha himself and be mitzi zera, and he'll see if blood comes out with the zera, he knows it's from him. Now there, he's doing it to save 2 weeks. He's not doing it to be call. It'll be machma. She's a nida, so she'll be a nida, and there'll be also, she's going to become a nida anyway in a couple of weeks. So there it's just to save a short period of time. And the Bishmuel takes that Gemara and says, who adin it's muta here. So it's very clear from this Bishmuel that to be mighty zera levatala is awesome. Mighty zera for a good purpose is muta. This Bishmuel and Gemara are brought in the Grismaishan, Rav Chaim Eiser, when they talk about being Maitzi Zera to test the fertility, they bring this as the Makar, this Gemara, and this Beis Shmuel, which is stronger, because in the Beis Shmuel's case, it's not to make someone mutter b'kol, it's such a big emergency, and still it's mutter. So Zera Batala issue, I think, at least from the couple of Rabbanim involved in this, I've spoken to, everyone's masking that the Zera Batala issue is not an issue, and Halavai, you should come to it, you know, when he comes to it, it will be good. The question is on the Isser Staklus, the Yomus, if a Staklus is Abizrayu Da'arayis, if you hold, the Staklus is Nisa Be'etzem, it's Abizrayu Da'arayis, so it's Yarn Valiaver. Then it becomes an issue without a stockless. You know, what else is mutter is like a next shayla, but the first thing has to be whether a stockless is an issa be'etzem or not an issa be'etzem. So in the Grismaisha, in the tshuva I mentioned, he's not talking about this topic. This is, for some reason, a relatively new topic. I also probably, even if it's an old topic, and not something people are necessarily quick to print shuvas about, but Rabbeisha seems to make hagdara between histaklus deras nus, which is a nisa be'etzem, and histaklus to be nehena, but not no thoughts of nus, and that's okay. I have a raya from an agadata from a Ben Ishchai. There's a Ben Ishchai by Bruria, the story of Bruria and Remeir, not a nice story to tell over. But where is it? Zardaf Yazayin. There's a maisa with Bruria, the wife of Remeir. And for whatever reason, Remeir had one of his talmidim try to get her interested in znus. So Ben Yehuda says, how could you do it to the talmid? You can't get a woman interested in znus without looking at her, without doing something. He says he had a talmid that was a saurus, somebody who couldn't physically come to the Kishoy, and he did it. If his stockless is a be'etzem, so what's the problem? It's clear there that his stockless, when it doesn't come, then it's mutter. Okay, I don't think it could be a rayal halacha from an agadita, but it's the l'rav chedimelsa. Now, what's keneged this? So it sounds like I'm right. So the taina of one of the rabbanim who's involved, he has a taina from a Yamsha Shleimai. Yamsha Shleimai is a short Yamsha Shleimai. It's going on the Gemara I mentioned before. The Gemara says, if a man's worried he's a krushufcha, so he should put paschamin on his body and be maitzizer. Rubbing the body to maitzizer, that's also asli sinov, that's not mutter. But to do it in a different way is mutter, put paschamin. The Gemara says, if a man lay paschamin, you stack up a big day tzavainim shalish. You should look at some big day tzavainim, some beautiful clothing of women, and that'll bring him lidei kishui. It's a short yamsha shleimah. Shleimah, if you know, is not usually so short. They're very short. He says, big day tzavainim shalisha she'enai makira. Yes, has to be a woman he doesn't know. It seems from the yamsha shleimah that if he knows her, it's going to bring to Haaretz to hear her about the woman. It's aser. Why is it aser? We just said the tzairach things are mutter. So the Eisrim want to bring a raya from there that it's a issa be'etzem. Now, a raya notwithstanding, it's very difficult. How are they going to explain Sif Gimel? Istaklus be'isha is a issa be'etzem. How are you going to explain mutter l'stakel b'isha, as I told you, and livedaykas yafya, and it says l'stakel? It's a difficult thing, and to answer the Yavshah Shleimah, maybe there are ways, I'm not sure. So, this is the shakla v'tarya of this the difficult shail of understanding. It says stakulus, you know, for most of us, stakulus is in the sayin, and we have to avoid it. They're not kad. Why talk about the lumdis? But when it comes to this type of situation, what's the iser histaklus? What exactly is the makar in the Torah for the iser histaklus? So I found, I collected four possible makairis. One is brought here in the Beis Shmuel. In Beis Shmuel Beis, on the top here on the same page, on the top, Eilahabit biyafya, to look at a woman. Rabbeinu Yoina Kosev the Osamidereisa, Shenemalei Sasuru Achrei Einechem. He learns that it's Isidereisa. It's a law. Sasuru Achrei Einechem. He says clearly it's an Isidereisa. V'Rambam Sfiulei V'Drabanan. And the Rambam holds that it's a Drabanan. Now, the important piece are the next few words. U'bipnuya l'kuli alma midivrei Kabbalah. And by a pnuya, everybody holds is divrei Kabbalah. Kabbalah here doesn't mean a Kabbalah Kabbalists. It means a pasuk in Nach, which I'll tell you the pasuk in a minute. V'hirer afilu b'pnuya asa b'deraisa. Hirer, to think about tznus, that's a misadaraisa. Istaklus, to look at her without thinking about deraisa, not deraisnus. We said deraisnus is us in all cases. But istaklus is an iser, so he brings a machleks of any yain in the Rambam. If Leisasur Achrei Nechem is this a deraisa or is this a drabana? Either way, it's certainly awesome.
Shouldn't one Kabbalah and Asmachta? Is it just an Asmachta?
Divrei Kabbalah is an Asmachta, yes. We don't learn new dinim from
tonight. It's going to affect his own relationship with his wife.
Who's talking about a married man? Oh. Not a married man. That's what
the part is that Amir that the Machado brings, so what that is the deraisa.
So well, I know what you mean. The pasuk of Nishmatim called Davar, I mean.
Bris Krusa.
So the pasuk Bris Krusa is the pasuk. It's a pasuk in Eiv. It's which the Machaber brought in Siv Gimel. It's a pasuk in Eiv. Bris Karati, I think it is. Bris Karati Leinai. Umoiz Bainain Al Besula. It's clearly talking about a Besula. The Rambam, the Gemara doesn't bring it. The Rambam, there in Yisur Ebi and Perichaf Aleph, brings this Pasik. And as I said, that's the Isser Divrei Kabbalah. But the Rambam says, Beferish, that's only Asa Deras Nus, like the Machaber says. So when you have an Isser B'Divrei Kabbalah, what do we have now? We have two Makairis, the Surah Reinechem and this Pasik in Eiv. The Surah Reinechem, the Beish Shmuel says, the Kuli Alma is not a Deraisa. By Pnuya. What remains? The Isra of the Divrei Kabbalah. But Divrei Kabbalah, the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch says, only Aser Deras Nus. Just to be Nehenna is not Aser. So we have somewhat of a sort of a limit in the Isser. There's the third Pasik, the Gemara of Avodazara Daf Chaf, Nishmarta be called Dovah Ra. But Nishmarta be called Dovah Ra, Shul Yovi Lidei Zerah Vatalash, they hear him Belilah. So again, for such a man who's not going to come Lidei, the Issa doesn't apply. Those are three Psukim. There's a fourth Pasik, Laisikravu Lagale Sarava, which we had last week, the Issa of Chibuk and Nishuk, all these things are awesome in Atayra. Laisikravu Lagale Sarava. And Ramesha holds in the same tshuva that Leisikravu is only Deras Nus. It's not looking at a woman from the distance, which may be the other Isurim, but Leisikravu Galis Erva is when there's a relationship. And it has to be Deras Nus, which Ramesha tights is something like the Gemara in by the man in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalid, who let Taipus Nus for a woman. And there it's something that leads to Znus, so therefore it's us. So these are the four possible Isurim, and it would seem that there is a path. If you snake through a path and you make it only a Pnuya, it would have to be a Pnuya Tahira, or an Akum is never a Nida, and you do it in ways that don't bring the Zera of Atali, it doesn't have to come Lidei Kach that brings the Zera of Atali. Once the Ma'ir, Tavis Nashim, and these types of people, it breaks through. It tends to break through in a real way.
What are you saying about Akum?
Akum, there's no way to say Pnuya. You have to have Pnuya Torah. We're going to get a Beis Yaakov girl to help this man. It's not going to happen. So you do. They do. They have women. These places have. It's an interesting thing. I just had this last week somebody who went to a Christian place to get to be healed, to go. There is one psychologist here in the New York area who specializes in this area, in this. He has some measure of success. It's not something where you're always successful. And he has already his Talmidim that he trained. I sometimes call him, and he's overbooked, but I tell him, meet this person once. Just get a handle on where it's holding. And he does it for me. But to take on long-term patients, he's already swamped. But he has what he calls his Talmidim, people who he trained. And as far as I know, in the firm community, he's the one with his people. And just this week, somebody, a mashgiach, one of the yeshivas, called me. And he says the first time it happened, and he has somebody, and this person is going to a non-Jewish group that does it. And I had years ago one of my talmidim who went to such a group, and they actually, they're in Arizona, in a state where even today it's permitted, and it helped them. I had cases where it helped. I had one case where nothing helped, and the fellow's not from. I mean, he's already. This is 20 years ago that he was trying to desperately to straighten it out. And he told me he had rebbeim that talked about looking at women. He didn't know what they're talking about. That's what he told me. You know what they're talking about. You know. So in the beginning, you think I'm a big tzaddik. You know, I don't have this yetzara. And then when it came to the age of dating, everything turned black. And if he had sought help earlier, it probably would have helped. He didn't. I don't know how many people there are like him. And by the time he communicated with me, it was he was already giving up. It was, I'm not saying he could have been helped earlier, but people are helped. It's just a long process. Okay, so Ad Kan, this is the topic. The shidduch pictures are not a good thing. It doesn't relate to it at all. When I was dating, you called the woman. You called her before the first date. The boys today, the pictures are important, but that's too sneezdick to call. You know, just to call a woman. You know, like you call a woman, you don't even see what she looks like. You talk to her. You know, I can tell you the truth. I remember when I called my wife the first time before the first date, and the phone call was terrible. It was awful. You know, she was talking about the culture shock of coming from seminary to America, like, I'm a yeshiva bach, what's she talking about? I don't know what she was talking about. But, you know, I couldn't back out on a date at that point. And Baruch Hashem, you know, we somehow we got married. But today, the boys, they have no courage for anything. And they're wimps when they go dating, totally. They will not propose to a woman unless they're assured she'll say yes. They won't propose today. You know, I tell her when I propose, I didn't know what she'll say. And I'm telling it to them to try to get them to understand the world. And they can't understand it. It's a different world. It's not their fault. It's a world that they're in. And it's insane. The pictures are a very bad thing. I want to tell you a true thing that happened. I was still in the old shul. So this shul is 30 years. So, you know, and they were up there. A fellow who had been dating for a number of years made an appointment with me to talk to me about dating. He says, I think I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm being too picky. And he came to talk to me. We sat down. It was a Shabbos afternoon. And this is the way he started. He said, I'm not sure I know what to look for in a woman. Chazal say, it's also Lisa Isha Chirena. So that's important. That I know, that the looks are important. But like, what else is important? That's how he started the conversation. So I told him, look, I can't talk to you. We're not in the same universe. And go talk to somebody else. I felt that's the only way I could answer him. And I just cut the whole thing short, and goodbye, Charlie. If that's the way he starts his conversation about marrying somebody, the only thing I know is I was going to be a Shirena, and that's the only thing I know. What else is important? I go, well, hey, talk to a person like that. What?
Why you can't get married because you have in the killer.
What?
For me, you said before, those who can't get married, they abandon Yiddishkeit. Why does what they have to go?
They don't abandon Yiddishkeit because they have a sheet that Yiddishkeit is bad. They abandon it because they feel there's no place for them.
What do they find out there? Nothing. Even more
loneliness. Why?
That they find even more loneliness out there.
No. Unfortunately, it's not true.
I mean, you know people who stay in the killer.
No, no, they it's not nice to talk about, but it's just not that way, which I say. I'm going to tell you. It's not nice to talk about. No purpose. The halacha part is a purpose, but it's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. You know, the Chacham Tzvi wrote to his son Yerachem Ben in his Sava, he should work on being so frum that if God forbid he's the only Yid left in the world, he'd still be a Mormon. That's what Chacham Tzvi wrote to Yerachem Ben in his Sava. If there would be no Jews, God forbid, in the world, only he'd be the one left, he'd still be Ma'amin and Hashem. Ma'amin. He'd still believe in God. That's, you know, Jews need Jews. It's very hard to feel that you have nobody. It's very, very difficult. It's terrible to say. And that's how a lot of these people feel. It's very, very difficult. So, you know, you shouldn't be tested, but I don't know. Okay, at any rate, this is the topic for today. I guess if not, we'll get to a musician next.